Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat. I am your host, Abdullah al-Musawi. We are looking at key number two, and that is to seek knowledge. Now, the Ahlul Bayt, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the holy imams have emphasized that in order for us to advance, we need to seek certain knowledge. Now, and there are knowledges that are essential for the existence of mankind. There are knowledges that are essential for the existence of the Muslims and so on. Now, as like I said in previous episodes, when it comes to chemistry, when it comes to maths, when it comes to medicine, pharmacy, usually we were the pioneers, or the Muslims were the pioneers in this field. They are the one who done most of the inventions that we today are using. When we stop, everything falls apart. Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, he has a beautiful hadith in this regard. He says, al-ilmu sultan, knowledge is power. And he says, man wajadahu sal, whoever finds it, obviously he would be, you know, the best, and he would move around with pride and honor, because you have the power, you have that, you know, that weapon in your arsenal. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِتُ سِيلَ عَلَيْهِ, and when you don't have it, people override you, people overtake you, you'll be just follower of someone else. And now when we see ourselves, we compare ourselves, you'll find the Muslim countries are nothing but consumers. They are not inventors. They do not rely on themselves. They just consume whatever the West is giving them. Where you see in some countries, even with certain hardships and, you know, as we call it, sanctions, they can see that they are prospering. For example, if you take Iran, even though it's been under sanctions for over 30 years, the people, they're still thinking, making for themselves. They have that power. And because of that power, now they are facing, or the whole world is standing against them, and they can't do much. So the whole world is failing to cause people any harm because they are not consumers anymore. They have the power itself. When we become consumers, we lose. The Muslim world, sadly, they're losing that battle. Everything comes to them from China, even food itself. When even if vegetables and fruits, they have to bring it from other countries. Now, the idea and the point I'm trying to make here, that when it comes to knowledge and the importance of it, there are certain knowledges that we need to seek. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, one day he walked into the mosque and he saw two groups learning. One group, they're learning about how to improve themselves, and they're talking about, you know, fiqh, halal and haram, and life and matters of life. The other group, they're sitting reading dua and supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi said, both places are actually good. Both gatherings, both groups are actually good. However, the ones who are trying to learn and educate themselves, he says, يَدْعُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ, they are trying to bring people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ وَيَتَفَقَّهُونَ, they're trying to seek knowledge and they're trying to better themselves. And they're trying to teach the ignorant. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he says, those who are learning are much better than those who are just supplicating to Allah and doing dua. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, he says, they are better in what sense? He says, bil ta'alimi ursultu, me as a messenger, I was sent to teach. So there's nothing better than learning and teaching. Let us take a short break and then we continue right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amoli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat. We said there are certain sciences that we need to study in life in order for it to move on, amongst of which the study of Islamic religion itself, theology, jurisprudence, philosophy, mysticism, and all these knowledges that we might require in order to better ourselves. Obviously, not to mention the fact that we need to be engineers, we need to be doctors, we need to be professors, we need to be, you know, all fields of life, we need to learn them. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi in a hadith, he says, أَوْلَى الْأَشْيَاءَ يَتَعَلَّمُهَا الْحَدَثِ The first things that a young person must learn, أَلَّتِي إِذَا صَارُوا رِجَالًا إِحْتَاجُوا إِلَيْهَا That when they become adults and grown-ups, they would need it the most. So he says that when you want to teach, make sure you teach people something useful to them, something they can use in their life. Because sometimes what we see that today we have so much knowledges and sciences that are actually not for the embetterment of mankind, rather it just makes human beings a lot worse. Okay, now I can think of a few things in my mind that I would rather keep for to myself. But I'm sure you could relate to that fact. So Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says in another hadith, تَعَلَّمُ الْعِلْمَ صِغَارًا Learn knowledge at a younger age. Why, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, تَسُودُ بِهِ كِبَارًا That when you are an adult, when you are a grown-up, you will use that knowledge that you become a master yourself and no longer a slave of someone else. Imam al-Baqir salamullah alayhi says, when it comes to seeking knowledge, you need to fight for it. You know, that's how important it is, that you have to go rage a war, in the sense that you have to put a lot of effort on yourself to seek knowledge and make sure you're among the best. And then he says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدَهِ I swear by he who has my soul in his hand. لَحَدِيثٌ وَاحَدٌ فِي حَلَالٍ وَحَرَامٍ One hadith that you learn when it comes to matters of halal and haram, تَأْخُذُهُ عَنْ صَادِقٍ You take it from a truthful person, obviously appropriate and you know, a good scholar, خيرٌ من الدنيا, better than this entire life. وَمَا حَمِلَتْ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَفِضَّةٍ, and whatever it carries from gold and silver. So from here we see how important it is for me and you to seek knowledge. And that is the second key of life, that without it we will be lost. To contemplate, to reflect, one, and to seek knowledge is two. So without these two, I cannot move any further in my life. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.